Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better. Ray Fittipaldo could make it out to see Donnie and Cabali because he's staying back. And that allowed him to talk to Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin today and watch the Steelers' final practice before leaving for Ireland. He's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, what's your gut tell you on the Steelers' secondary? Do we see Joey Porter Jr. play for the first time since week one?
Well, Joey kind of dodged us the last 2 days in the locker room. He didn't want to talk about it. Limited both days. If I had to guess right now, guys, I would say Joey's probably not going to play. Deshaun has a better chance to play. And I just think it's because of the nature of those injuries. You know, Deshaun is a knee where, you know, we saw Harmon come back from that when he was limited. These soft tissue injuries, you got the bye week. I think it's probably a safer call to bring Joey back after the bye. So that's my gut feeling right now. And also, if guys are confident they're going to play, usually they'll be willing to sit down and talk about it. But Joey didn't want to do that this week.
How do you think their secondary deployment's going to go? Do you sense that this is a Jalen Ramsey follows Justin Jefferson around situation?
I don't get that sense right now. I mean, it could turn out that way, Chris. I think, you know, the fact that Addison is back for this game, is complicates matters. And, you know, Joey's status, you know, not being able to be a full participant this week, that kind of, throws a wrench into things as well. So I think they're going to try to piece it together. I'm sure Jalen will get that matchup a few times throughout the game. But I don't think this is going to be strictly a follow game for Jalen Ramsey on Jefferson. I mean, they're just – They got a lot of weapons over there, and I don't think you could afford to do that against an offense like that.
Ray, I thought Terrell Austin made it pretty clear that the biggest reason why we don't see T.J. Watt move around like Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett is because T.J. Watt doesn't want to. T.J. Watt's preference is the left side, and he even threw the word uncomfortable around a couple of times. Is that your understanding of things?
Yeah. Well, T.J. said that, I think, 2017 or 2018. We've known that for quite some time. You know, TJ, the day after the Ravens loss, the playoff loss, said he was going to be more open to it, but clearly it's not something that he really has a comfort level with. So, not that the cat was out of the bag. We all kind of knew that was the side that TJ liked to play on. They're just going to have to work around it, guys. You know, Nick Herbig produced last week. If Herbig produces and Watt produces, it's not an issue. The last piece or pieces is consistent interior pressure. We saw that a little bit last week with Harmon. Hayward made the big play with the tip. But, you know, Cam Hayward was talking about it today. They need better pass rush inside if TJ's going to continue to get doubled outside. And they just haven't had that consistently enough through three games. But the fact that Harmon is back now, I do think you'll see a little bit of an uptick there.
How much of that did they think, too, they were going to get from Keanu Benton? Like just being a guy up there with Harmon and Hayward who is going to be kind of a three-headed monster. I know Y.A. Black made them, it was an unexpected preseason standout, but I just keep coming back to, if we're going to talk about, say, a Broderick Jones on offense, pretty high pick. Keanu Benton just feels like he's sliding further and further away from relevance here, Ray.
Yeah, I think you saw Equality played 17 snaps, guys, against the Patriots. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that number continue to grow. Equality had three tackles. Benton only had one. Wasn't much pass rush there from Keanu in that game. It's just it's been a tough season so far for him. You know, you mentioned it. He's a high pick. They're not going to give up on the guy. But at some point, just like Broderick Jones, you have to produce. You have to play well to keep your job. And I don't think we're there yet with Equale replacing Benton, but I would expect to see Equale get a few more snaps if he continues to play at the level he did against the Patriots.
I apologize. I got distracted at the start of that answer because Brian Reynolds just got robbed of a home run that would have tied the Pirates-Reds game in the ninth inning. So the Pirates lose 2-1 to the Reds. We'll get to that in a second once we're done with Ray. In that answer to Mulsey's question, did you reference why Y.A. Black is playing defensive end and not playing nose tackle? Why not go Harmon, Black, and Hayward up front, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, they've been pretty transparent about that. They think Keanu Benton's experience and his ability to read the inside blocking schemes is the reason he's there right now. And there's also there's a physical trait aspect of this as well with Y.A. He's got really long arms, and they feel like he could be a good four-eye technique in the league. But eventually, you know, some games you just need bigger bodies in there. I think Y.A. Black is going to be able to play nose at some point, but they just don't feel at this point that he would understand exactly what's going on in there to do that job well.
Interesting.
Ray, to move it to the other side with Arthur Smith today, Pony and I both got the sense when he was asked about the lack of kind of explosive plays and just overall
tight ends.
Yeah, tight ends. Everything he was asked about, why the offense isn't doing this or that. Did you get the same impression we did that he was tacitly, without actually saying it, blaming it on his offensive line? Like, hey, yeah, we'd love to do all these things, but those guys have to block for me to be able to dial this stuff up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf yesterday, they basically said the same thing. I mean, we asked Aaron, you know, how can you get the passing game going? And he went into this, you know, too high shell that they're facing, and he came out and said, we got to run the ball better. And, you know, I wrote about this today. If they're not going to run the ball better, DK's stats aren't going to improve appreciably, and the same goes for Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith as well. So showed out a lot of big money for those three guys, and for them to be putting up the numbers in the passing game that they are is certainly disappointing at this point. Now, Arthur Smith also said they got to possess the ball more, they got to be better so there's more opportunities. That's a part of this as well, but yeah, clearly the lack of a running game hurts this offense in so many ways. But especially the passing game and, you know, DK Metcalf. I think DK has 10 catches, 100 and some yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, the touchdown production is there, but the rest of it is not, and that's been a big issue so far.
Ray, when you talk to people or just from your own observations, when you look at the way that they aren't able to run the ball and you specifically zero in on the blocking, the offensive line, do you get the sense, and do people say to you that they're just losing physical battles, or is it a case where technique-wise and actual blocking scheme-wise, they're not in the right places, they're not handling the right assignments, et cetera? Like, is it a physical versus a tactical deficiency?
It's It's everything. You know, there are times where they miss assignments. There are times where they get to the second level too quickly. You know, Arthur Smith, you know, mentioned today about a double team that Fautanu and Mason McCormick had that led to one of their good runs. And he basically said, we need to see more of that. So I think they need to get up to the second level. That's important. You got to block the linebackers, but you got to block the defensive linemen first. So if that means more double teams, fine. You know, you maybe open yourself up to a linebacker shooting a gap on you there. But that's the whole chess game there. I think there's been too much penetration with those guys. They're too worried about peeling off to the linebackers. They got to stick on their blocks in the first level, and then the rest will take care of itself. So maybe we'll see that a little bit more. Art made a point to mention that block specifically today. So maybe that's going to be an emphasis here going into the Minnesota game on Sunday.
Ray, you get to cover this one from your couch. Your prediction on Steelers, Vikings, the Roonies want this game so badly. Art was telling the team about that pregame or pre-leaving. You've got Tomlin and Hayward talking about winning one for the Gipper for the late Dan Rooney. Do the Steelers go to Dublin and win the first regular season game there?
Well, Pony, I think the Steelers are going to get their offense and their defense turned around. I think it's going to be better than it has been, but I think that's going to come after the bye week. I really think they need that bye week to settle things down, make some personnel decisions, and you know, maybe make some schematic changes too. So I'm going to go Minnesota 27, Steelers 16 on Sunday.
Wow. We've had everybody pick Minnesota so far, right? No, Pomp picked the Steelers.
Pomp picked the Steelers.
But he was also kind of drunk.
Pomp had a couple French martinis influencing his pick.
Ray, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.